The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3237. Today, the last of our current run of Star Wars Celebration Europe interviews. Still got a few more in the bank after this, but this one I'm sharing with you is somebody with a rather unusual and evocative name. Punch it. Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So Jake Detonator, yeah, that's his name, is a graphic designer and illustrator and author and animation director. He was at the Abrams and Chronicle booth signing copies of, among other things, one of his books, How to Speak Wookiee, and he's got a few other Star Wars titles and other titles under his belt too. I got to take him away from the booth for a couple of minutes to ask him the one question interview that I conducted at Star Wars Celebration Europe, which, in case you need the refresher, is what is the biggest unresolved story or mystery in Star Wars that you'd like to see resolved in your lifetime? And so I'll give you his answer in just a moment. For now, for this second, it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for this episode as always, and may the force be with you wherever in the world you may be. And without further ado, here is Jake Detonator's answer to that question. Hi, what's your name and your Star Wars claim to fame?
Hello there, I am Jake. I used to just be Jake. I'm also Jake Detonator. So my studio is called Detonator, and social media, I'm Jake Detonator, which is a really silly name, but I quite like checking into hotels as Mr. Detonator.
Hey, I think it's great. It works.
For a long time, people used to call me Jake Star Wars, but that was a weird time.
I mean, I think you could still be called that, actually.
Yeah, but if you Google Jake Star Wars, you find pictures of Jake Lloyd, his mugshot, so that went a bit wrong, you know. So.
Okay. All right, so the question for you is, what is the biggest mystery or unresolved thing in Star Wars that you would like to see resolved in your lifetime?
Do you know what? They're doing a lot of backstory at the moment, right? So, like, you know, we now know how Boba Fett. We know how Boba Fett climbed out of the Sarlacc. You know, we know how Han Solo got his gun. I don't need to know these things as well. So the one that's, it's really grinding my gears. Jabba's Palace, yeah. Right? Back in the day, Jabba's Palace is full. It's like a nightclub. Everybody's there. Max Rebo Band's playing. Jabba's Throne Room. And Jabba's Throne. It looks like a mattress and someone's screwed 4 doorknobs on it, right? If you're having a throne and you've got a Rancor pit. So I might try and pitch it to like Marvel or somebody. The story of which Chancer managed to sell Jabba this throne. You know, like, oh, this is one of the best thrones in the galaxy, and it's a sort of used mattress with some doorknobs. That's the story I think I want to tell. How Jabba got conned into thinking that was a throne. I think that's the story I want to know.
I love it.
Maybe it's just me.
You did share a little of this already, but where can people follow you on your Star Wars journey?
So I'm Jake Detonator across all the social media platforms. I have a site somewhere called jakestarwars.com, which was dope. We did some hip-hop, and it had all my Lucasfilm work on it. But that was in Flash. So Flash got killed. So unless you've got an old iMac with Snow Leopard, some people can still see it. So I need to get that rebooted at some point and recoded. So Jake Detonator on Instagram, Facebook, Mixcloud, LinkedIn, all of that stuff. That's the best place to find. I'm better on Instagram than Twitter, I think. Yeah. Twitter seems like a cesspit of people arguing at the moment. I don't know. I don't know if that's Elon or what, but this kind of stuff, I'm better at putting it on on Instagram, I think. Yeah. And then you did ask me what my Star Wars claim to fame was, didn't I?
Yes,
so
I did.
The books, I've got books called How to Speak Wookiee, and that you press buttons and it goes, and a book called How to Speak Droid with R2-D2. And then the new one is How to Speak Astromech with BB-8, which isn't as catchy. And it's quieter. So I can, for this thing, I think people have come to get me to sign that. But if you want, do you want me to do the Jedi mic drop? or not, because it's this humble brag.
Yo, do it, yeah.
So some of you might have seen a picture of George Lucas wearing a t-shirt saying hand shot first, and there's Harrison Ford looking at it, Spielberg's in the photo, and Kathleen Kennedy, and it's on the set of Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull, and it's got a little cartoon Han Solo on it. That's my t-shirt.
Ah.
So George Lucas, people still email me and go, dude, have you seen George Lucas wearing your t-shirt? I'm like, I don't understand what happened. I don't understand. It's like, it was a StarWars.com shop exclusive. So that doesn't exist anymore. You could buy t-shirts from StarWars.com. And it was in Skywalker Ranch.
Mm-hmm.
George's office must have been near it. And I've only ever seen him in a plaid shirt. I think he got egg on his shirt. And then he went, oh, drat, I've got egg on my shirt. Walked into like the merch thing. And he, you got a spare t-shirt? And he thought Brown suited him. I don't know why he's wearing it. I don't know what. But, you know, there's that. And I know he owns one of my originals as well. So that still blows my mind. That's like, you know, if I never do any more Star Wars artwork.
That's a great way to be
done. George was into it at one point. So, you know, that's the claim to fame. Yeah.
So. Fantastic. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you for coming to see me. Pleasure to be on.
Oh, yeah.
Enjoy the rest of your celebration.
Thanks.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars-related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2021 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.